4567 Gold or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle for True Clean Carpet. I had them at my home to clean a couple rooms, and boy, does it look great. The best thing about True Clean Carpet, dry time just 1 to 2 hours. So I was moving the furniture back in the first room by the time they were done with the last room. They also use a total green solution. They don't use soaps or detergents like the other guys, so that doesn't leave a residue. You'll notice there's this crunchy residue when people use a soap or detergent, which attracts dirt quicker, so your carpets don't stay clean longer. But not the case with True Clean Carpet. They use a total green solution. Call them today, 314-427-9500. They were voted as the best carpet cleaning service in St. Louis by readers of St. Louis Home Magazine. You need to call now and take advantage of the four-room special. Four rooms for just $139. You can't beat it. TrueCleanCarpet.com is the website or the phone number. Once again, 314-427-9500 for True Clean Carpet.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and peers.
Uh-oh, here we go.
There's no fun left on
the air.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get the chat.
Spring fried potatoes.
Well, thanks a lot, Funny Talking Man. Good afternoon, and welcome to the April 16th edition.
Brother.
I'm still thinking about Don Meadows.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard. Oh, the April 16th edition of Pinions Playhouse. I like her. I like her a lot. She may not
like you anymore.
but I'll still like her, even if she doesn't. It's the April 16th edition, and we're brought to you today by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. And I know there are a lot of people who remodel kitchens and bathrooms, but there are a lot of people in the country like this out.
Hey!
We'll talk about them, and we'll have Bill Cleveland, and we'll have a great joke, and we'll just have a real good time after we introduce everybody to you. We start with our control board operator. He is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tomorrow, mark it down, Wood Report. I cannot wait. I don't know about you. This is the lady who'll be bringing it to you, Tina Dalpiaz. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss. You know, what? When people come up to you and say, who is credited with that great statement, slapstick will never die?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's this man, Dan Strauss. Dan Strauss with Trouser Mouse. How's it going, Dan?
It's great. Thanks. Thanks so much for that recognition, Frank. Yes.
Well, it was a brilliant thing to say.
Hi, everybody.
You deserve credit for it. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses, hind end.
Hang on a second. You're the one. So you're what? The one who came up with that. I've never even heard of it.
What?
Oh, Red Boy says he's famous for coming up with the line. What will never die?
Cheese.
Cheese will never die. Well, that's great, Red Boy. Thanks a lot.
Brother.
How about Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a traffic bulletin.
Uh-oh. Let the applause die down. Let it linger. Let it linger. Let it die. And now, with a traffic bulletin, the voluptuous Tina Dalpiez.
Eastbound 70 is now closed at West Florissant. Traffic is being diverted onto West Florissant, but you're jammed all the way back to Lucas and Hunt on Eastbound 70.
We have another one, too.
Another
one. Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
All lanes of Eastbound 70 are shut down near Taylor. I wonder if that's the same thing as West Florissant. It's due to a motor vehicle accident involving an ATV. Officials said an all-terrain vehicle is in the middle of the highway, shutting down all traffic. I'm thinking that's the same area there. So,
see, one of the things that makes you a pro is you said, and that is due to. Unlike Tim Weiland and, like Charles Jaco, I don't know if you heard him earlier, but sometimes he'll say due to government expense. You can't say due-to.
No.
You're a pro. You said due to.
Yeah.
And I applaud you
for that.
Yeah.
I applaud you
for that. Keeping the filth off our airways.
Keeping the airways clean and fresh.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland will be here in about a minute. Before that, I would love to talk you into contacting the folks at Thompson Price, only if you're in the market to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, your home entertainment room. You're certainly not going to do it, if you have a brand new house or you just had your kitchen remodeled or bathroom remodeled or whatever in a year or so ago. If you did it a year or two ago and it needs to be done again, man, did you have the wrong company. That's not something you're supposed to be doing every 2, 3, 4, 5 years. That's a every 10, 15-year project, depending on a couple of things, depending on how much money you have. I mean, if you've got a lot of money, you can redo your kitchen every year if you wanted to. I told a story one time. I used to work for a guy who had a lot of money, and he bought this big house over off of, it was down around Lindbergh and Clayton Road, and it was kind of on an outer road in this something estates. And I remember I went over there and to see his house, and his wife had. Remember when wallpaper was a big deal and foil paper was the most expensive and the hardest to put up? Mm-hmm. That foil wallpaper, like metal. So she had this huge kitchen and sitting room area done in this unbelievable paper that cost, I don't know, whatever per roll paper was, but it was 10 times that. And then I went over there about 2 months later, and it was a completely different paper. I said, "What the heck happened?" He said, "Nah, she decided she didn't like it." And it was just outrageously expensive. So, if you have a lot of money, I guess you could. And by the way, you would be Thompson Price's favorite customer if you redid your kitchen about every year or two. Let me tell you something. He'd really like you, and his whole staff would like you, and you're going to get treated really well, but you're going to get treated that way anyway. Even if you do it every 20 years. Now, how do you know if your kitchen, bathroom, home entertainment room needs to be remodeled? You know, because you can't stand it anymore. You know it's what dates your house. You've seen other people's kitchens and bathrooms. You've been in display homes. You've been in stores and showrooms. You know what can be done, and these people can do it, and they can do it right. The showroom is in De Pere. It's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270. On the north side, next to McAllister's Deli, right in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx. That's the only showroom. Great, big, beautiful showroom. If you're in another one, you're in the wrong place. You're in the place of somebody who wanted you to think they were Thompson Price, but they're not. Go to this website, and you can't mess up. ThompsonPrice.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, who I'd like to depart from the normal introduction and congratulate Bruce and the boys, just named Best Polka Band in all of Westport Plaza.
Wow.
Yeah, just came out.
That's quite an honor.
Yeah. And brought to you, of course, by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-6324. What did I just do? 652-3456. I'm the Don Meadows Dixon thing, I'm telling you, it threw me. Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Let's do it again. 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Clavlin.
Yeah, Bill.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
And I'd like to share with everybody that I just spoke to you during the break. And can I mention that you'd be taking a well-deserved vacation next week?
Yes, you can.
Monday through Thursday, Bill will be taking vacation. He has not had a vacation in 5 years.
Wow. Yeah, ooh. Workaholic.
Well, tell me about it. I'm the same way. Yeah. I'm just like you, buddy. Can't get enough work.
Looking forward to it. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger reportedly wants Maria Shriver to take him back.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, Arnold says that since Maria left him, it's been almost impossible to get maid service.
Oh,
man. And a photo of Hillary Clinton, have you seen this on the internet, partying and drinking while in Latin America over the weekend. It's caused quite a stir on the internet. Word is she was dancing with the locals, boozing it up, even spilled beer all over her pantsuit.
Was that true story? She was boozing
it was. She was there for half an hour. She had a beer and she danced a little bit.
Yeah, big deal.
She has a makeup job.
Oh, yeah, big deal too, but apparently a lot of the tabloidish type newspapers made a big deal.
She works hard.
Who cares? Well, the boy band One Direction has announced plans for a North American tour in the summer of 2013. They say by this time, One Direction, when they kick off their tour next year, some people may actually know who the heck they are.
Hey, even I know who they are.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
Simon Cowell's band, right?
They're really good. They're like NSYNC, Backstreet, you know, the new version of that. They're really good.
Yeah. Huh. And finally, this afternoon.
Bill, yeah.
In many ways, I'm a lot like a young teenage girl.
Yeah.
Now, I got enough of that crap when I worked at the elevator music station.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Well, the TSA is going to experiment with now allowing elderly passengers to keep their shoes on when passing through security.
That's great.
That's good news. Bad news is now they have to remove their teeth. The Bill Clavlin segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clavlin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
As we get closer to the end of the week, we'll talk with Bill about where he's going. I think he told me he's going to Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't he go there before? Didn't he broadcast for
I don't know if he did or not.
I know he went to Grand Ole Opry or something. I thought he went to Orlando. So, good for him. He'll be gone just 4 days next week, Monday through Thursday. I have a list of things I want to go through, but before that, I just want to read this to you. There's a Marine who's a sergeant. I don't know how you could think this is a good idea. He has a Facebook page. And on his and they're considering discharging him dishonorably. And wow, will you understand why when I read you this on his Facebook page? Now, keep in mind, he is an active Marine. He says he refers to President Barack Obama, the Commander in Chief, as Jackass Number One.
Wow.
Oh.
He says, "I, as an active duty Marine, I say, screw Obama. I will not follow any orders from him. I will not salute him. He is the enemy." How about this guy?
Wow.
You talk about a guy with a death wish, or at least a dishonorable discharge.
Man.
Wish. His lawyer says, hey, he's within his free speech rights, and the military's rules are vague enough to be unconstitutional. I don't think you want a guy saying that kind of stuff about the commander-in-chief, I don't care who it is. This guy's nuts.
Yeah.
He actually is. So we rented a movie, and it's one of those movies I've never heard of the star, Daniel Craig, watched it and thought, how is it that I've never heard anything about this movie? It's called Dream House. Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-mm,
oh,
no.
That's the one with Rachel Weisz.
Yes, I guess that's her name. Dark
hair.
There
are a couple now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, this thing, if you like psychological thrillers, this is a good one. And let me just say this about it. Some people will hate it. Some people love it. I really enjoyed it. But I will tell you that it's one of those movies that what will happen eventually in the movie, and you will never in a million years see it coming. And I like that. I don't like it when you go, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not this one. Again, it's called Dream House. It is a psychological thriller. It's weird, but it's very, very interesting. I also watched a one-hour special on Fox News, The Summer of Evil, the story of Charles Manson. Oh. And the Sharon Tate murder and the LaBianca murders and that whole 1969 thing. Holy mackerel. I had forgotten a lot about how crazy those people were. That Manson. If they rerun it, you forget, for regardless of what you think about the politics of Fox News, this was a terrific special. That crooked mouth of Van Susteren, Greta Van Susteren, she was sort of the host of it, but it was old footage of Manson interviews, and it was crime scene photos, brutal crime scene photos. I don't know how much you remember about it, but you know, Sharon Tate was in that house with the Folger's coffee heiress, Abigail Folger. And his people just went and slaughtered all the Jay Sebring, a famous hairdresser in L.A., just slaughtered these people and then wrote with their own blood all over the place. What a disastrous, brutal, what monsters. I heard on a satellite radio show, it was on the highway. When I'm on the highway, like if I go to Kansas City or go to the lake, I turn on satellite radio, and Peon may have heard this too. There's a woman who has a little client list of, I guess they're sort of, you'd call them B-list celebrities, the kind of people who do Dancing with the Stars, and you can call them and talk to them for so much a minute. Did you hear this, Peon?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like the Octomom gets $14 a minute if you talk to her. And she actually said she had one caller on the phone with her for half an hour. Uh-huh. Now, I don't have a count. 300. It was like $450 or something to talk to her. And I'm thinking, if I could ever figure out a way to get people to want to talk, I'd do this. You could talk to me for, you know, $10 a minute. I might have said an hour. $10 a minute. I need to get somebody to represent me, and I wouldn't need a whole lot of callers.
Maybe we could do that here at the station.
No, forget you people. I'm talking about me. I don't want to do it at the station. This is my venture. This is my little business here. You can have your own. They can call you, Dan, and get famous quotes from you like, slapstick will live forever.
Yeah.
You know? But that doesn't even take a 15 seconds. I want to keep them talking. Okay. And that would be the trick. If somebody's paying $10 a minute, you keep them talking. And as long as you can. I just thought it was interesting that there's such a service. And here's the thing. This is something that really gets me on TV. I've seen Fred Thompson, you know who he is, former senator, and he's an actor. And I've also seen Robert Wagner talking to older people about reverse mortgages. Like they need that.
Yeah.
I mean, what credibility do they have? They both have money. Reverse mortgage, I've never understood that. How people will respond to or go, well, you know what, Fred Thompson, he said that reverse mortgage. Robert Wagner did too. Maybe we ought to look into that. Now, the Secret Service thing. To me, it's much ado about nothing. Let me ask you a question. How many people do you think are in the Secret Service? I know. I went to their website. How many Secret Service agents do you think there are?
800.
Oh, my goodness.
10,000?
3,200.
Okay.
3,200. This
3,200?
Is over. This is Dan, you got it.
Wow.
This is about 11 agents. There are 3,200 of them. This is about 11. These aren't even the 11 that are assigned to protect. They're advance men, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I get why this is such a big deal unless there's stuff that I don't know. Like they were, first of all, prostitution is legal in Colombia, so they weren't doing anything illegal. Now, again, maybe there are things I don't know that they were supposed to be in the middle of an assignment and they were on duty and blah, blah, blah. But did you hear what caused this to get leaked out?
Uh-huh.
What?
One of them didn't pay.
$47.
What
kind of prostitute only works for $47?
Wow.
I mean, over $47, this whole thing comes out. There's a lesson here.
Whole thing
pay
comes out.
Pay the $47. Yeah, pay your $47.
Yeah.
Man, when I heard that, I just thought, No. If a prostitute said to me, I said, how much? She said, 40. She said, oh, no. All I see there is a bunch of bills for penicillin and medication and stuff.
Yeah, where did the 47 come from? Why didn't she just
run
it up to 50?
Well, I'm sure that in Colombian money, in U.S., it converts to $47.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. What else? another thing I don't get in politics, this Buffett thing. Since when does Warren Buffett how is it that a $40 billion guy is going to decide how the rest of the people pay taxes? I don't get that at all. And there is a... I'm going to skip that. I got something else I want to do.
And we don't have to worry about paying. If you have to pay, you don't have to pay your taxes till tomorrow.
Right, 17th.
Yeah,
why
the 17th.
Was that? I forgot
the
again.
Weekend.
Emancipation.
No, through the weekend we'd be paying today. It's not just a weekend.
No, because it's a holiday in Washington, D.C.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Abe Lincoln's birthday is February
12th. No, it's Emancipation Day.
No, I didn't know that.
When he abolished slavery.
All right, when you ask yourself the question, what's wrong with this country? Here's one of the things wrong with this country. Last week, every week they come out with the celebrity hot list. Who generated the most questions, the most tweets, the most inquiries, the most Google searches? And last week, as it has been for many weeks in the past, the number one person of interest in this country is that skank, Kim Kardashian.
Oh. Wow.
Who are the people who want to know what that slut's doing? Is it young girls? Is it older women? Mm. Who wants to know? Who cares?
I would think Brad and Angelina would be up there with their...
Wait, listen. USA Today has a story about their engagement, and they said many people are equating this to Kate and William's wedding.
What?
Yes, that's exactly how they said for this country in the United States, this is our Kate and William.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, that's sad. Is wrong with people? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I made up an expression. You know, Dan, how you made up...
slapstick.
Slapstick will never die.
Yeah.
I made up one years ago. Hell in a handbasket.
Whoa.
That's what this
really?
Country's that's headed cool. To hell in a handbasket.
That's pretty good.
It's going to catch on, too. You watch. The guy calls a law firm. It's not the joke you think it is. There are two jokes, good jokes to start with. Guy calls a law firm. This is the other one. He calls a law firm. Lady answers the phone. And she says, Dempsey and Langford, attorneys at law. He says, Ted Langford, please. She says, I'm so sorry, Mr. Langford just passed away in a massive heart attack. She says, are you a client? He said, no. He represented my ex-wife. Wow, what did you say again? She said, he died of a massive heart attack 2 days ago. He said, okay, bye. 5 minutes later, she answers the phone. Dempsey and Langford, attorneys at law. He says, yeah, Ted Langford, please. She says, I'm sorry, Mr. Langford is deceased. He died a couple of days ago. He said, how did he die? She said, massive heart attack. Oh, okay. He hangs up. 3 minutes later, he calls back. Lady answers the phone. Dempsey and Langford, attorneys at law. He says, Ted Langford, please. She says, you know, your voice sounds... familiar. Did you call here before? A couple of times before? Yeah, but what'd you say again about him? He's not there or something? She said he died of a massive heart attack. I told you that. He said, oh, okay. 2 minutes later, she answers the phone. Dempsey and Langford, attorneys at law. He says, yeah, I'd like to speak to Ted Langford. She says, look, I recognize your voice. Now, I've told you he's dead. Died of a heart attack. Massive heart. Why do you keep calling me back? He said, I just really like hearing it.
With another look at the roads, we have Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. So what's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, they still have the highway shut down eastbound 70 at West Florissant. They are diverting traffic, and, man, traffic was backed up to Lucas and Hunt. It's probably even baseball traffic coming in. It's probably even further than that. We haven't been able to get back to see it. They have cleared the earlier accident on eastbound 270 at Newhalls Ferry. All lanes are now open, but traffic is a solid jam approaching 370 through West Florissant now. Westbound 70, that's running slow, Mid Rivers Mall and T.R. Hughes. Eastbound, eastbound 40 downtown, that was slow, Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, that was slow from, we'll call it Kings Highway through McCausland, Spady through Mason, and then it's a little bit slow here as you get to Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Make a stop at St. Louis Bread Company, part of your morning routine. Always grilled to order, breakfast sandwich or a delicious panini for lunch. Visit St. Louis Bread Company today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've been wanting to get your foot in the door in the exciting world of radio as an intern, this may be the opportunity for you. KTRS has immediate openings for interns eager to work in the promotions, marketing, and sales areas. If selected, you'll receive college credit for your work, and you must be at least 18 years old. Interested? Please send your resume to jobs@ktrs.com.
Having the motivation and making the commitment to quit smoking is a great first step towards becoming smoke-free. However, anyone who has tried to quit smoking knows how challenging it can be. Having the determination to quit may not be enough. You may need some help. If you're ready to quit smoking and are between the ages of 18 and 75 years old, currently smoking 10 or more cigarettes per day, and can commit to participating for 24 weeks, you may be interested in a research study which is being conducted to evaluate the use of investigational drugs to aid individuals in their quest to quit smoking. To help you quit, smoking cessation counseling and all study-related medical care will be provided at no cost. You may also be reimbursed for your time and travel. To receive more information about this study and how you can participate, please visit our website at www.beatingsmoking.com or contact Mercy Health Research 314-251-8893. That's Mercy Health Research 314-251-8893.
Oh man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Dorey, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or apply online at americanequity.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
If you owned a Patriot sunroof, how would you use it?
Hi, I'm Pat Lewis, co-owner of Patriot Sunrooms.
I'm excited to invite you to our open house this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at all Patriot showrooms. If you have previously had an estimate or just curious about a sunroom, bring in your measurements and allow us to review your project. With special factory pricing, you can now save thousands on your sunroom. For showroom directions and to view our open house specials, please visit PatriotSunrooms.com or call 1-800-285-3232. Patriot services the complete metro area with showrooms in Edwardsville, Ellisville, and Kirkwood. So visit us this weekend or call 1-800-285-3232 for a free estimate.
When you own a Patriot sunroom, you've got outdoor living indoors.
That's Patriot Sunrooms at PatriotSunrooms.com.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful there. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the giant.
So it's the giant patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
0% no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit, plus downloadable coupons online at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Take advantage of 0% financing and online coupons to save you even more, including windows, insulation, and siding from Window World. Save money on your new windows and your energy bills with Window World today. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Don't want to jump the gun on the Wood Report tomorrow, but Robin Gibb is in a coma.
Yeah, he's got a twisted colon like his brother had.
Man, oh man.
He's running the family.
Yeah. Well, maybe there'll be some cheerier Hollywood news from Southern California as we check in with... God, it sounds like he still uses the old telegraph. Check in with Mike Evans out in Southern California. He's brought to you by the folks we talked about earlier, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Go to this website and find out a whole lot more about them, thompsonprice.com. Please give a great big old Midwest welcome to Mike Evans.
Come on now. Talk to your daddy, homie. Talk to your daddy.
How are you?
Doing good, doing good. We start off with a pop quiz question. Name the name of the rock and roller that likes to brag he killed a wild raccoon as a kid. He skinned it. He pulled out its teeth.
Ew.
And he made a necklace out of them teeth.
Wow.
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, you Frank opinion. Is it Ted Nugent?
Oh, that sounds right.
Alice Cooper, Steven Tyler, Ozzy Osbourne. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. I told you back in January that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, yeah, would be engaged before summer and married before the end of the year. Friday afternoon, they made it official. They are officially engaged. I'll have more news on where and when they are getting married tomorrow.
Yeah, this is another one of those where this cases of celebrities saying something and then retracting. When they said, when all people in this country can get married, regardless of sexual orientation, then we'll get married.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's another prediction. If Carrie Underwood...
Yeah,
baby. She's not pregnant yet. She will be soon, probably. I say that because Carrie and her hockey star husband, Mike Fisher, telling friends that they are trying to have a baby.
He's in the playoffs.
See,
that'd
be so beautiful.
Hmm.
Covered the Coachella this weekend. A lot of stars were there, including spotting Olivia Wilde.
Now, what is Coachella?
It's part of the Palm Springs area where they have a big musical festival every year.
Is that a town?
Yeah, it's a town, too.
Okay.
Randy Jackson, Napstar Facebook guy, Sean Parker, Usher, Rihanna, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan. And actually, Lindsay looked pretty good. TV News, Roseanne Barr.
Come on now!
Oh, yeah. You're peeing down your leg!
That gray hair looks hot now.
Oh! Roseanne Barr's new TV show is hilarious. Roseanne Barr's new show is called Mobile Home Park. and she's the manager of a mobile home park.
Oh, that's
very
awesome.
Odd and weird residence.
Now, hang on. When you say it's, have you seen it already?
Yeah. I've seen a 15-minute tease of it.
Well, now, what's the one she's shooting a pilot for with John Goodman?
Here it comes.
No, no. What is that show?
Oh, it's the same one.
Okay.
Could be the same one.
Okay.
Was he in the shocker? This could be the 25th anniversary of a TV Fox special.
Inhale.
Celebrating their 25 years.
Inhale. Right. Take a second. When you saw the mobile home...
I did not see John Goodman in it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Next Sunday, the 25th anniversary TV Fox special. It's going to be emceed by Ryan Seacrest. Can you imagine that?
What?
Time he got something to do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. About time he got some work.
Man.
Movies imitating real life. Ben Affleck, a huge gambler. And Justin Timberlake, just as big a gambler, maybe even more so, are going to co-star in a film about offshore online gambling.
I just don't understand people gambling and liking
gambling.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm just going to move along with that.
Keep going.
There you go. Yeah. Frank Opinion would bet you whether or not the sun would come up in the morning if you got the right.
Let me tell you something. You know that I, and we haven't, we're not together a lot, but when we're together, you know that if to make golf interesting, and I haven't played three rounds of golf in the last 9 months, but I like to have a little money, and you do too, and I've got a couple other friends that it just makes anything more fun. If you're watching the Super Bowl and you've got a couple of bucks on it, it's just more fun.
And when we play tennis, we gamble.
It's a lot of fun
when you win.
That's fun either way to me. I just if you lose a lot, you start kind of getting a stomach ache. But you don't bet so much that it's going to ruin your life.
Exactly. Odds and Ends have been telling you for a long time that Johnny Depp was a really good guitar player. No surprise, Johnny Depp is playing guitar on Paul McCartney's new video.
Whoa.
Michael Richards made a very rare personal appearance at a new Warner Brothers TV museum featuring sets and props of a bunch of Warner Brothers television shows, including Seinfeld. Hard to believe, but Michael Richards hasn't worked since that meltdown at that comedy club. Mm. I mean, some celebrities kill people and they're able to go back to work.
Let me tell you what's interesting. You get a guy like Charlie Sheen. You get all these other people who do horrendous, horrible, despicable things, and then they come back even bigger. And here's Michael Richards who does this one meltdown. Isn't that amazing?
I think it's just unbelievable.
It is, and I got to tell you, I just started watching Seinfeld reruns because I never saw most of the... What a hilarious show, and without him, it wouldn't be nearly as funny.
Absolutely. He was the star of the show. Absolutely.
All he had to do is open the door and just come in with that "where am I" look, and it just burst out laughing.
Finally on the broadcast.
Interesting study in Hollywood and showbiz that he has just been completely blacklisted because of that. I'd say there's more to it.
And I also think a lot of it is he's typecast. You see Kramer.
Well, yeah. And I had also heard that aside from that, this was just sort of the big excuse to shut him out because he was not liked by a lot of people, very difficult anyway.
He's very difficult. You know, I heard a story about him that he lives up in Pacific Palisades above Sunset, and he wanted to get into the Bel Air Beach Country Club, which is very, very exclusive and very old money.
Well, here's how exclusive it is. You don't belong there.
No.
Oh.
And he would look down from his house, which is about a mile away from up on the hill on Sunset, looking down on the beach, and they wouldn't let him in. So on a certain, whatever the day was, that they collected the garbage at the Bel Air Country Club on Pacific Coast Highway, they would actually block traffic for 15 minutes while they got the garbage out, the trucks would back up. He started calling police and complaining, even though it didn't even affect him, just so they couldn't block the traffic when they picked up the trash.
That's a good way to get people to like it.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Name the name of the rock and roller killed the wild raccoon as a kid, skinned it, pulled out his teeth, made a necklace out of it. Alice Cooper, Ted Nugent, Steven Tyler, Ozzy Osbourne. Come on.
Dana?
Well, the obvious would be Ted.
Yeah.
The only other weirdo I think that would do that would be Ozzy.
You're going with Ozzy?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Ted.
Alice Cooper.
I'm gonna go Steven Tyler.
The answer is Steven Tyler.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Mike Evans Live, Hollywood. See him.
He must have told you.
He seemed too wussy.
He didn't tell
me
anything.
I can't see.
But see, that's why I thought it was him, because Nugent, too obvious, too easy. Osborne, biting bats' heads off, too easy. So it leaves two, and I figured it must be Steve. I still say Steven Tyler is effeminate. He just...
Oh, yeah, that's why I couldn't see him doing that.
Yeah.
He just... It'd be like,
he's been wearing women's clothes for 30 years.
Did Ozzy actually bite bats' heads off? I don't think he did.
Well, no, I think that's an urban legend.
Yeah, they claim that was, you know,
he was going to do that.
Come on, he'd have to be a real weirdo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're talking about Ozzy Osbourne. what I think is interesting about Ozzy is when that reality show was on, I really, honest to goodness, I believe that he was faking a lot of that incoherent stuff. I really do, because I saw him after that show a couple of times. He wasn't nearly as...
They said he was on a lot of medication during the show.
Well, he must have made a lot of money. Did you see that house? Remember that?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Sharon spends it all, though. That's why he's got to keep working.
Well, she's spending it well on good makeup and cosmetics, because she looks pretty hot. She still looks good to me, Sharon Osbourne. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Let's talk about where you bank and why you bank there. And right now, in your own minds, you out there listening are sitting there thinking, I don't even know why I bank there. I bank there because when we moved here, we needed a bank, so we got checks and set up an account, and that's not good enough, not a good enough reason. You should really like where you bank, even though most of banking is boring. Sometimes, in addition to being boring, it's downright tedious when you have to sit and sign a bunch of papers and you get, but that's just the way it works. The lawyers have seen to it that you can't really do anything in the way of a transaction that's of any substance where you don't have to have a lot of paperwork. But you can do all that and just regular general banking in a place that is pleasant and friendly, and the service is exceptional, and it is stable and secure, and the assets just keep growing and growing and growing. Another great year for First Community Credit Union in 2011, thanks to a lot of you folks. And I hear about people. I hear, it gets back to me, who go in there and say, I want to open my accounts here. I'm closing out my bank at the other place I bank. I'm closing those, and I want to come with you because I'm aiming the PM, and I hear this is a great place to bank. Thank you for that. If you want to check it out, go in. Whatever it is you want to ask them about. If maybe you start with a car loan. Maybe you just open a savings account. Maybe you move everything over. You can do it in pieces. You can do it all together. Just check it out, because there is a reason many, many, many people prefer to do their banking at First Community Credit Union, and there are lots of reasons. It's the number one credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, the good news is they've cleared that accident. All lanes are now open on eastbound 70 at West Florissant. Now, the bad news is you still are backed up from Florissant through about Jennings Station Road, Goodfellow, that area. And then it opens up and you look pretty good coming into downtown. Also, on eastbound 270, you're still jamming up 370 through New Florissant, but then we have a stalled vehicle that is partially blocking the ramp in the right lane onto 367, and that's got traffic backed up to New Halls Ferry. Now, if you continue east on 270, they're doing some road work over by the Canal Bridge, and that has traffic backed up from the Chain of Rocks Bridge through the Canal Bridge, and then it opens up after that. Southbound 270, stop and go south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, you're slow now near Hampton through McCausland. It's pretty heavy, though, from Ballas out through Maryville Center, and then you look good as you make your way towards the New Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Are you a small business owner looking to be successful on social media? Try social campaigns from Constant Contact, a new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Visit ConstantContact.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof goes to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
On Saturday, April 28th, Casino Queen will give away a brand new Chrysler 300 provided by Royal Gate Columbia. Earn entries beginning March 17th. Keys awarded April 28th every 30 minutes from 6 to 9:30 p.m. If your key starts the car, it's yours. Grand prize awarded after 10 p.m. $10,000 Royal Free Play bonus drawing 1 hour after car is awarded. Win a Chrysler 300 and ride in luxury April 28th at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Got an email from a lady says she's sending me the greatest card trick ever on YouTube. I'll look at it. If it's good, we'll put it up on Facebook. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
McGraw, Steve Cochran, The Showgram with JC and Trish, Franco Pinion, Sports Night, and The Nighthawk, The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, and KTRS.com.
From ABC News.